afternoon or good evening, wherever you are tuning in from. You are listening to Talking Classrooms, the show where we unpack what's really happening in education, behind the lessons, beyond the chalkboard. I'm your host, Bulelane Makhwanqana, and today we are tackling one of the most debated, most essential parts of school life: discipline in schools. What's actually effective? Whether you're a teacher on the front lines, a parent raising a future leader, or a policymaker shaping the next chapter of education, this minute is for you. Let's begin at the heart of the matter. Why does discipline matter? Discipline is not just about obedience or following rules. It's about creating a climate where learning can thrive. It gives structure, safety, and predictability, especially in schools where life outside the gates may be anything but stable. But here's the tension too often. Discipline becomes synonymous with punishment. We've seen the damage of extreme approaches, yet we've also felt the frustration when classrooms fall into chaos. So what works? Let's dig in. Many of us grew up with old school methods: corporal punishment, detention slips, suspensions and expulsions, merit or demerit systems. In some communities, these still linger, despite growing research and real-life evidence showing how harmful they can be. Corporal punishment in particular leaves emotional scars that echo beyond the school years. Detentions and suspensions might remove the problem short-term, but often fail to change long-term behavior. So, the cycle continues. This system often punishes symptoms without addressing the causes. I want us now to shift to what is working. What is actually effective in 2025? Number one, restorative practices. This approach flips the script. Instead of what rule was broken, it asks, who was harmed? How to repair the harm? From peer mediation to behavior reflection cycles, this strategy teaches accountability rather than just punishing behavior. PBIS, that's number two. Positive behavioral interventions and supports. This model sets clear expectations and celebrates success instead of only reacting to failure. Number three, trauma-informed discipline. Many learners carry emotional wounds. If we only react with punishment, we miss the chance to heal. And most importantly, all of these approaches depend on one thing: strong teacher-student relationships. Now, I want us now to be honest. This one isn't easy. The above mentions that I've just touched now, they are not easy to do. Even the best discipline strategy struggles under this one. Number one, overcrowded classrooms, limited staff support, inadequate training, emotional exhaustion. So there's still a struggle. And in schools, facing poverty, trauma, and underfunding, it's even harder. But that's why these conversations that we are having, like this one today, matter. Discipline is not just a policy problem, it's a people-centered challenge. So, when teachers feel supported and when learners feel seen, behavior improves. So, what's actually effective? I will clear out a few 5 points. Number one, clear, consistent expectations. Relationship over reaction. Accountability over punishment. Systems that restore, not destroy. Listening, reflecting, adapting. To every educator out there who chooses empathy, to every school leader who puts people first, and to every student trying to do better, you are part of the solution. If this episode sparked a thought, challenge your thinking, or remind you why this work matters, share it, discuss it with your staff, or even play it at your next team meeting. This has been Talking Classrooms. I'm your host, Bulelane Makhwanqana. Let's keep reflection going. Let's keep talking. Until next time, take care, stay inspired, and stay in the classroom of change.